I'm crouched on a wooden pallet in the gutter, tears streaming down my face as a large, warm hand touches my shoulder. "How are you?" a towering body over me asks. I'm reluctant to respond and surprised by the presence. Where I come from, the tearful stranger is best avoided. You don't approach someone crying in the street, much less touch them. I'm flustered by this approach. I can't really fool you with I'm fine, can I? I shrug as she sits down beside me in a sideways hug, her strong arm wrapped around my shoulder. I tell her about my worries and about my employee's incompetence, spit flying, how my health is declining, how I will have to fire him, tears flooding my face. I'm in critical need of care myself, and I need to find and hire his stand-in within hours. The tissue in my hand is soaked. I disappear into her embrace, limbs protruding either side of her large body as it envelops mine, and her hands softly but insistently hold me to her chest. My sobs intensify, then gently subside into sniffles, in turn becoming slow, deep breaths to the drum of her heart. Seconds become minutes in the warm embrace of this stranger. I want to pray for you before we go inside, if that's something you would like, she whispers. I think to decline her offer, but I'm inspired to meet her way of being in the world like she now meets me in my sadness and irritation, so I say yes. Her warm face lights up as she places the palms of her hands to the uneven ground and pushes herself to stand. She takes an extended, calm breath in, and a deep voice intonates expertly from the depths of her stomach. Her hands flutter upwards, full of passion, hips sway as her voice vividly evokes my troubles in a scintillating use of intonation. She expresses her love and sings for the Lord to be my guide, to send me health and strength in this life. I find power as my words reverberate from her vocal cords and into her wildly frustrated, dancing hands. My heart passes through her being. Her song lingers with me as I walk inside and she joins me. She's my new employee. Today's her first day. I'm embarrassed that I haven't even asked her about her worries, reciprocated her caring presence.